Susan, if you can tell us a little bit about your background and how you got interested in, now are you primarily a writer or a musician or writer hyphen musician? How do you see yourself?
Well, I see myself as really a songwriter and musician and writer. I think songs are writing, and actually that's how this book came about. Was I wrote it as a song and then illustrated it and had it illustrated and put into a book. And so I guess I don't like boxes, yeah, to be honest with you. And I really like to dabble in a lot of things. And I say, if you do have to put me in a box, make it a big box with lots of windows.
So your business is called Palamazoo?
That's correct.
And what all does that entail?
Well, Palamazoo, that name kind of started many, many years ago when I was coming up with the name for doing music and puppets. And I came up with that name, and that's kind of stuck, and I use that for everything now. And so my website and such can be Palamazoo. But really, I wanted to have a visual end. When I perform songs, I understand that a lot of people are visual learners. And so to entertain young children and really kids of all ages, it's nice to have more to look at than even me or the band or whatever. It's nice to have some other little surprises that they weren't expecting. And so I created characters to have them come to life and things. And so I needed a more playful name and came up with that. And I've been happy with that name, where a lot of names I'll keep changing along the way. But this one's kind of stuck, and I've always kept with it.
Yeah, I like it. So what age groups, is there a certain age group you work with, or it's all across the board?
Well, I say lullabies to hospice. It's really all across the board. However, every show is different and age appropriate. And so what I do for young children is totally different than what I do performing at senior homes or
sure,
and whatnot. And so it's really, it keeps me interested, never bored. Always kind of create a problem solving with audiences, how to reach them at where they're coming from. And that's why even this book, the song was there, but I thought if it was visually available, it would reach even more people.
So is this your first publication, or you have other books, or...
I have a couple teacher manuals that I have out there, and then I also had a song called Daddy, Do You Wanna that was illustrated years ago by Elizabeth Henderson.
And this began, we're talking about going on a journey, and it's illustrated by Conrad Kaufman. Did it begin as a song, or was there a situation that you saw that there was a gap here, that we need something to help children work through the process of grief? Or did it begin, did you see images of a book in your mind? How did this idea come about?
Well, actually, many years ago, and someone just brought it to my attention that it was around 10 years ago, hospice was involved. Well, there was a hospice and the arts partnership grant, and they got artists involved with working with hospice. And with that, I was working with the Journeys program at Hospice Care of Southwest Michigan. And through that program, it works with grief and loss of young children. And so I was an artist working with a counselor in that area. And then, so I was using what I had to offer, music, puppets, creative drama, whatever would work there to try to make, to relate to the children and have the children relate to what is happening and deal with it. And so, as opposed to avoiding the subject, to just dive in and discuss it. And so I was trying to find a way to do it, and that's where this song was created and came out of, that process.
And how is working with children about grief different, if it is different, than working with adults?
Well, that's one thing that I think this picture book, because it's a picture book, people automatically think, well, this is a book for young children. But actually, this book is ageless. The message is simple in the way that there's not a lot of words to it, because then that was probably the hardest part, you must know as a writer too, was to condense it down to the bare minimum instead of wanting to throw in all the bells and whistles and
simple
take them on
hard.
Any detours. Exactly. Simple is hard, and that's why it took That's why this was the challenge that it was. And also I tried to write it generically, which in writing is they never want you to do. It's always like you have to have furniture in your lyrics. You have to have, you know, details and attention to detail. And this was intentionally breaking all the rules to make it so that the reader could put themselves into the story no matter what they're dealing with. And even if it was when people hear hospice, they're thinking of grief and loss, but it could also be bullying. It could be divorce. It could be losing a job. It could be anything that someone is struggling with. And it was written in a way to help comfort illness, you know, anything. And also my wish is that so often people think that they don't know what to say when we have a friend that they want to comfort. And often they stumble on their words and they feel bad for saying the wrong thing, but so then they don't say anything, or they, you know, you just don't know where to go sometimes. And I feel like this book might be another bridge to that, where they could, someone could just leave it on their doorstep or give it to someone that's struggling.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion. And give us an idea of what this journey is.
Well, in this visually, the puppy is going on a journey, and it's a metaphor. It goes into the woods, and the woods keeps getting darker and darker as he's going through the woods. And there's different characters along the way, and the puppy doesn't really know what to do and is just feeling bad and forlorn, and tries to avoid whatever he's dealing with. And by going over it, or tries to go under it, tries to go around the situation, and eventually learns that needs to go through it. And as he goes through it and finds someone he can talk to and reach out, the pages start getting lighter, and continues on this journey. It's simplifying it, but you get the...
Yeah, yeah. And you add then the musical element to it. How does that performance work? Do you have a group of children, or do you work one-on-one with people? How does that part work?
Well, the CD that's attached to the book is actually the story sung. So the story is a musical component to it. So a counselor or anyone that's reading the book could turn the pages and have the music there and just go through it like that. Or they could use it for any number of things. Like when I first wrote the song, I did it as a call and response chant, so that, you know, when it says I'm going on a journey, then the person that's there could repeat I'm going on a journey, so they could echo it back. Now, the music that's in there now does not do that. However, there's space for it where you could do that if you wanted to. And at one point in the song, the musicians do that. And so it's just trying to get different ways, like auditorily, people are hearing the message, they're visually seeing the message, they can read it themselves, pick it up, see different things in the images. Conrad did such a wonderful job with the images that really just evoke a lot of feeling and sentiment without even any words there. You kind of can sense the message. And again, I don't know if I mentioned this, but if there's no struggles that you're going through, it could simply be just a book about a dog going for a walk.
Yeah, many levels to this. And Conrad Kaufman is a beloved artist around Kalamazoo. People know him for the murals he paints on walls and in libraries and these wonderful images. I understand this was his first illustrated book.
Yes.
How did this collaboration come about? Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I want to say that a lot of people have said to me, how'd you ever get Conrad Kaufman to do this book, you know? And the real story is I ask him. And I've known Conrad for a while, but we sat down, we talked about it, and he really did feel the book, and he seemed to get the idea, and then his mind's off and running, you know, with just different images. But he really captured the essence of it and listened to what I had to say, and yet I guess I can't say enough how much he... I could sense that he totally got it. And with that in mind, too, that's how this whole project seems to be, that everybody that's involved with this project really had the right heart for the project. And so that's why I feel blessed with it coming out now into the world, because it seems like it's, if it even helps one person, it's just been an honor.
And was there a process or a debate on a puppy versus a kitten, or a, you know, and there's a turtle in there, but how did you go about choosing that? Was that Conrad's decision, or how did that part happen?
Well, it was important to not have any too distinct of character. Like if I had a girl with pigtails, then any boy wouldn't be able to relate to it. If he had different, anything that could be defined, like I said, that's why even with the words and the images, it was important to not zero in so that it would exclude others. And so Conrad just seemed to, you know, when he really came up with, you know, I'm doing a puppy, and then, you know, we said, sounds great, you know.
Everybody loves a puppy.
Yeah, and he had that idea and went with it, and, you know, the woods and all that. It was just, he showed me his beginning sketches, and like I say, we talked along the way, but I didn't have to do any editing with him, you know. I mean, yeah. Really, I could make some suggestions and stuff, but, you know, there was no need. He totally got it.
How does somebody get in touch with you?
Well, they could go to palamazoo.com is probably the best way to reach me. And
you do all kinds of performances? And
yes, we do library performance festivals, concerts, do all kinds of things, because I play senior homes. Like I say, I do all different ages because I enjoy it all. And I really like making people happy, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And you play only the guitar or other instruments as well?
I play mostly guitar, and I'm not even going to say anything else, because I might play it, I might not. If I say it, they'll be expected, I guess.
And you write the music yourself?
I write the majority of what I do. It depends on what kind of performance it is. Sometimes there's a song that's already written that is so perfect that I have to include it. And then there's also, like senior homes, I feel like it's important to take them down memory lane. And so whatever, it's about the audience. I mean, I've been doing this a long time, and I can't emphasize enough how much it's really about understanding the audience. People that work with me are often saying, you never stick with a set list. You're always changing it, because you never can predict what an audience is going to exactly be. So you kind of have a good idea of what it might be. And if it is exactly like what you suspected, you can go right down the list. But when it isn't, you have to adapt for, if you're really about entertaining them and not, like it's like talking at people instead of talking to them.
Any stories that you might have to share of somebody who responded to a story or a piece of music or a puppet, or have you ever seen that healing moment take place?
Often, very often. And actually, one of the things that made me go forward with this book was I presented the song before a session with hospice. I think the first time I did it, and it was for, like I say, all ages, and they're breaking off into the different age groups. And later, I heard a teenage girl say, who had her back to me, so she didn't see me, so it wasn't for my benefit, talking to someone else, say, that's what my mom's doing, relating to the book. So even though they're all going at their own pace, they recognize sometimes the need to help someone else in the family or whatnot. And it was very moving, and it also helped me realize how it was for more than just the really young kids.
Well, thank you so much, Susan Harrison. We appreciate your coming in to talk with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.